Words to us.
Words.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Not much. Hey, do you know what episode this is?
Episode 15.
Yeah. Okay.
15 already.
15. Do you know, in Hispanic culture, we would be celebrating right now our quinceañera.
Really?
Which is our passage into womanhood.
Hmm. I think it's also a hard taco, a chalupa, beans, and rice.
Can I get the quinceañera combo meal?
Yes, thank you. Dose, please.
How was that karaoke last night, okay? You know,
sure thing.
The okie. And I I've done that for a while, right? That's a thing that I do. It's a thing that I'm okay at, right? But I've come to knock my mic over, but on the other side, I've come to realize that there are certain songs that people always sing. It's like, it's the ruckus that's always brought. And I just, without fail, somebody sang Friends in Low Places last night. Well, I got friends in low places. And I was kicked out because I charged the stage.
I showed up in boots.
Yeah, you know, some batters charge the mound. I charge the stage.
I give everyone next to me Christian side hugs.
So the nice thing about that is you can chain it. So you can have a Christian side hug going all the way around the room.
Yep.
I've got a question for you, Chris. What's the most valuable thing on you that you need to protect?
I don't know what.
Well, here's my question, okay?
Okay, I'm going to follow this question with a question.
Okay. Would you wear body armor underwear? Kevlar underpants.
For what purpose?
To protect your genitalia and femoral artery from an IED.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a company that's like making stuff to protect soldiers' junk?
Yes. They're called Blast Boxers. It's being made by BCB International. Yeah, they look like Lance Armstrong. I was about to say Neil Armstrong, although I suppose both apply. Like, you know, bike shorts, like boxer kind of things.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're made out of Kevlar. They weigh about a little under a half pound, and they protect your junk from flying shrapnel.
Nice.
Because you know what, Chris? We need to make sure that our soldiers, we need to protect our soldiers' seed, right? We need to protect that delicious seed so that, you know, because the seed gives them the power, right? Or does the power give them the seed? Okay. How many more times do I need to say seed before you get visibly uncomfortable?
I'm not even fucking paying attention to what you're saying.
Am I getting there?
I'm looking at the pictures of these things, and I'm thinking how horrific it would be when you like drive up on the scene and there's just a pile of cock balls and thighs. That's all there is. That's all that's left.
Oh god.
It's just ass, balls, and thighs.
Everything else is turned into a fine red mist, but man. We can't armor the trucks, but by God, we're going to armor the balls.
Does somebody from the VA take that portion back to the wife and just jam it?
The general rolls up and knocks on the front door and says, "Ma'am, I am so very, very sorry, but most of your husband was turned into a fine red paste. Here's the rest of them, though."
Lay down.
God, I think I would want to wear it in day-to-day life because you know that I wear a cup most times when I leave the house. Wear a cup and I wear a helmet. Actually, I held on to all my Little League stuff after I quit.
Good for you.
Yeah, I just there's so many situations in day-to-day life where your junk is in peril, and I think that this is a proactive step that you could take. I mean, they're only, you know, at $95 per per pair, right? So you drop you know, seven, you know, you drop $700, you know, give or take tax, and then you're all set. You just wash them once a week, and there you go.
I guess if that makes them feel better.
It does make me feel better to know that our young muscular soldiers are out there with their seeds swaddled in this just form-fitting Kevlar undergarment, this girdle, if you will, of power and protection and warmth.
Hold on, Andy. I need to correct something in my Outlook.
Okay.
9:32 p.m., February 11th, 2011. Prayers answered. Gonna chase the devil tonight. Chase the devil tonight.
Chase the devil tonight. Oh, chase the devil tonight. So how are you?
Doing all right.
Good.
What do you know about the turn of phrase, an inside job?
Are we talking etymologically, like where it stems from, or like how it's used? I guess I don't understand the question.
California man was arrested for allegedly breaking into Kmart in an effort to be arrested and reunited with his recently jailed friend. Hey, man. Miss ya. Get there soon.
He knows there's more than one jail, right?
By the way, need anything from Kmart?
Make it quick. I have to shove it up my butt. Yeah.
For real.
That's loyalty, my friend. That's loyalty, my brother, my friend. Would you do that for me if I was in a pen, you know, for like 5 years?
Negative.
Would you say, okay, I really? You wouldn't come and be my home slice in the jail? I'd be eaten alive without you, Chris, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd be eaten alive.
I'd watch your back.
You would.
Yep, while I sold it.
Oh, man. Is there any hypothetical situation between the two of us where I am not being whored out?
Nope.
Ah, God.
That's pretty much my out of any sticky situation.
Find the person I'm closest to and whore them.
Would you like my brother?
What was that?
Huh?
What was that noise? Oh.
That's French jail.
Oh, man, you would.
That's steel.
You'd have them. You'd have them tap that sweet, sweet wine cask I got back there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Gonna tap that cask. Ass cask.
Gonna tap that ass cast.
Ass cast. Man, can that be our show from now on? The ass cast?
The ass cast?
All ass all the time.
Ass cast.
You know what the tagline would be?
What?
It stinks in here. It's the ass cast.
What's the deal with all these people and their fake body parts?
What do you mean? Like, this is my third eye?
No, there looks like they're putting together body parts in the hardware aisle at the Home Depot now.
Prosthetics?
Yeah, prosthetics. Prosthetic legs.
Like, are we talking superfluous prosthetic legs?
No, like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about ones that look like mountain bikes.
Oh, you mean like carbon fiber blade guy who won the Olympics?
Yeah. Well, that carbon fiber blade guy and people who have like springs in them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chris, I mean, eventually there's going to be a technological singularity, okay? We're all headed towards this point of convergence where man and machine will become melded and one. And these people are pioneers. You know, just a generation of Iron Men. You must either join them or be consumed by them. Okay.
Yeah. Well, for now they're getting cut from their high school baseball teams. Apparently.
Really. That doesn't seem fair.
Dude named Tony Baruto or Burrito, some shit. He's got prosthetic legs. He can throw an 80-mile-an-hour fastball.
Okay.
He was cut from the team.
That's bullshit.
Over a concern that he couldn't field a bunt.
Wait a minute. Okay. He was cut from the team, even though the man is a cannon, right?
He can throw 80.
Okay, so I guess in high school, though, 80 in high school, that has to be really good, right?
Sure, that's decent.
Okay, I mean, yeah. Well, okay, I guess at that point, you know, why not just bring a pitching machine onto the, you know, just one of those rigs from the batting cages?
Yeah, I guess my point is, dude has fake parts.
He has the fakest parts of all?
The fakest parts of all.
Yeah, this, you know, just my genuine lack of enthusiasm for most things. That's my fakest part. His fakest part happens to be his legs. My question is, when we get a person with an artificial arm, which is specifically designed to throw baseballs as fast as possible, what happens then?
I don't know.
You know, that blows steroids out of the water, right?
We're a ways off from that, though.
I don't know. I think that we're going to be... I don't think that we're as far from that as you think.
You really?
Really, I think that, you know, things are moving so fast, Chris.
I think Flava Flav spent the rest of his Flava of Love fortune on developing the perfect bitch slap arm.
Yeah, he cranks it up and he's like that kid from Rookie of the Year. It's like...
Gary Busey?
Was Gary Busey in that?
Yeah.
He was the kid. It was, he's really, really shifty.
You have to throw from your half, too.
You, sir, have outclassed me on Rookie of the Year knowledge, because I just remember that. Really? Wow. Buddy Holly. Yep.
Ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Moving on, I need to bring out my notebook here. What other 90s kids movie could I make a reference to? Blank Check. Who did that have in it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did I get you?
Did you get me on Blank Check?
I think I got you on Blank Check.
That was a little bit after my time.
Okay.
Plus, it was a Disney movie.
Mm. I tried to pull.
I don't really watch movies that were directed by Rupert Wainwright.
No, he's a hack. He really, really is.
He really is.
Did you know
Pitch, that'd be awesome.
Wait a minute. Tone Loke was in Blank Check.
Sure he was.
I don't remember that at all. Tone Loke was in it, and so was Miguel Ferrer. Huh. I'm probably the only person who knows who Miguel Ferrer is, but oh well.
If you loved Home Alone, you'll love Blank Check.
You know I do, and you know I did. That's something... Is that still a thing? You're more in tune with kids entertainment now than I am. I mean, is that
they don't make movies like that anymore.
They don't? I mean, is aspirational richness, is that not a thing?
No.
Oh.
No, no. We gave up on that shit.
What about the kids? You know, just kind of like just a regular kid, you know, not your Richie Rich because he was born rich, E Rich, but you know, Blank Check. Like, I just like, what would happen if a kid? What would happen if kids ran things for a change?
I don't know. I'm setting Emma down tomorrow, and I'm just gonna talk to her, tell her, hey, listen, be honest, see what we got. You're never gonna have it this good, no matter how hard you work.
Break out some startling.
This country is falling apart.
Break out some startling charts and graphs on income mobility in this country.
Yeah.
Listen, honey, when you go through school, you're gonna hear a lot of stories about this thing called the American Dream. Now, I want you to know that this is something that's as mythical as your Cinderellas or your Blank Checks.
Yeah.
So
they had a secret private ceremony.
They buried it,
which only the Skull and Bones attended.
Yeah.
It's now buried under Monticello.
Yeah. They buried the American Dream along with Ronald Reagan. Burn.
Oh God.
Hey, guess what? Ronald Reagan, he isn't 100 years old. He's dead.
And then he had a birthday.
Yeah, he did, but he's also dead.
He was there. Those candles didn't blow themselves out. That's faith.
It is faith.
Yep.
Got to have faith.
I'm not doing it. You can fucking hang it out there all you want. I'm not doing it.
Okay. I don't even know what you think I'm trying to do.
You want me to sing like Fred Durst?
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing it.
Well, would you do it for the nookie, Chris?
Huh?
Would you do it for the nookie?
This is so fucking hard. Stop.
Chris, speaking of the American dream.
Blame it all on my roots.
Can I tell you something, Chris? A shocking, startling revelation.
Sure.
There's a secret war happening in this country that I don't think many people know about, but I want to hip you to it, okay? There are roving bands of marauding creatures that are tearing up this country from Michigan to New York to Texas to California to Florida. They are destroying our food supplies. They are infecting us with diseases. Do you know what these are, Chris?
Mites.
They are feral pigs, which may or may not carry mites.
Really?
Feral pigs are spreading across the country. They're warring tribes, packs, if you will, hunting with near man-like intelligence, each other and other lesser and mightier beings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
they're filthy.
There's no stopping them.
Sure there is.
It's estimated that there are at least 4 million of them nationwide, but it's impossible to count them all. So there may be much more, said Carol Bannerman, a spokesman for the USDA Wildlife Service.
You know how we fix this problem?
How do we fix this?
Eat breakfast. We're so busy, we've stopped eating breakfast, Chris, and the fucking pigs are taking over.
But we add bacon. Like, here's the thing, that we add bacon to everything else.
Yeah.
Bacon-wrapped chicken, bacon cheeseburgers, BLTs.
And all these black people that are trying to be white need to get back to the soul food.
Delicious. Pulled pork. Let's pull this pork. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pull this pork so hard that it's going to come right off. Okay?
Yep. I'll tell you what. You know what sends a symbol? Sitting out on your porch, eating his brother's feet. He goes away.
Yeah. Pickle that shit.
Yep.
You're done. You're done. So here's the thing. Okay?
Hey, look, I mixed this grass with this intestine. Gave it a cute name.
Chitlins, it does kind of sound like does kind of sound like the animal mascot from like an 80s TV show, right?
Very much so does.
Chitlins.
Chitlins.
Did you knock over the vase? Did you knock over my priceless vase, Chitlins?
Chitlins.
Chitlins, stop making so much noise. We're trying to sleep before the big test. Here's the thing, though. There is
the cute little kid that they brought on to save Sanford and Son. Chitlins.
He was Cousin Oliver.
It was Sanford and Son's Cousin Oliver's name was Chitlins.
No, here's the thing. It was actually the actor who played Cousin Oliver. He was the ringer that they brought in for all of these failing television shows in the 60s and 70s to try and, you know, boost ratings.
You know one of those that actually became something?
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
This is true.
Came on to save Growing Pains.
I don't want to leave the story just yet, because you know what, Chris? There is a ray of hope. There's a resistance.
Okay? For the pigs.
And not
breakfast.
I mean, breakfast, you know, let's face it, it's the most important meal of the day. But, okay.
So even more so now.
So eat your breakfast, save a life.
Eat your breakfast or breakfast is going to fucking eat you.
Yeah. So here's a quote. A lot of people like to hunt the feral swine because the pigs are so intelligent and it's a lot more challenging to hunt them than, say, deer or bears. They're considered fun to hunt. There's actually open season on these things in Florida where they're so epidemic. Anybody with any kind of hunting license can just take shots at these things throughout the countryside. It's amazing.
Yes, coyote.
Let's just release a bunch of coyotes. That's another thing to do.
We can manipulate the predator-prey situation.
Yes. Work for that old lady who swallowed a fly.
What?
the lady who swallowed the fly, so then she swallowed the spider, so it'd eat the fly, and then she swallowed the bird, so it'd eat the spider, and then she swallowed the cat, so it'd eat the bird, and then she swallowed a dog, so it'd eat the cat, and then she swallowed a mongoose, so it'd eat the dog, and then she swallowed a cobra, so it would eat the, so it'd eat the mongoose, and then she swallowed a hawk, so it'd eat the snake, and then she swallowed a human to hunt the hawk, and then it kind of went back and forth after that.
Did she die of diabetes?
The sugar, Chris.
The slow sugar death.
The sugar death. Sugar death, also the name of my ska band. But
I got the Splenda tumor.
Splenda.
I think I'd rather die of the sugar death.
Yeah, yeah, Splenda tumor, sugar death. Oh, man. Speaking of death, Chris.
Yeah, man.
How do you think the world's going to end?
Abruptly.
Yes. I also would have accepted by my hand, but
okay. Yeah.
Okay. What if I could give you,
when I say abruptly, it implies I know how it's going to.
Yes. What if I
you don't.
Well, actually I do. I can give you a date too. 25 years from now, in 2036, an asteroid named Apophis or Apophis, Apophis or Apophis. Yeah, it's gonna.
What did you want me to do there?
I wanted you to tell me which one I should go with.
I don't know. I trust you.
Okay, so let's go with Apophis then.
You're a week or so ago, you told me that I was making fun of you and making you feel bad, so I wasn't going to correct you.
I had a
hurt little bubby. I want you to off yourself and eat your ass to sell later.
If I off myself, who will edit this?
I would. I would edit the shit out of you.
No, you would edit me out of the show. It'd just be you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, this thing, it's gonna like come through. There's like a 1 in 1,000,000 chance that it will, you know, align properly with gravitational pull. It will graze us in 2029. It'll come like real close, but then it'll like swing back around through the asteroid belt and then come careening into Earth, destroying us all. It is of the quote unquote planet killer class of gravitational bodies in the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can tell by the color of the racing stripes.
Has like 17 other planets painted on its chassis.
It looks a lot like Stallone's car from Death Race 2000.
Oh my gosh. Do you think he's behind this, or that he could save us?
He is the law.
Driven.
The cosmic law.
Oh, man.
I don't know. So there's a 1 in 1,000,000 chance, but you're speaking like it's an inevitability.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Huh. Then I suppose I'll be winning the lottery then.
Well, no, your odds of winning the lottery are like 1 in 300 million. So,
really?
Yeah.
Now that's Super Bowl.
Well, but you know, that's the payout, right?
That's crazy super jet ball.
I want the listeners to be aware, because, you know, 25 years down the line, I don't want you to make too many plans or, you know, make any commitments that may be offset by this.
Olfactory lottery cards, scratch and sniff 11th number. It's an 11 and it's coconut.
Mule.
I want a divorce.
Okay, so here's the thing, Chris. If we do an episode a week, which, you know, maybe up until the time this asteroid hits, we will have reached episode number 1,315.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So let's make some plans for that anniversary.
All right. Sounds good. That's how I'll answer that question from now on. But what would you do if you knew the world was going to end? Want to make a podcast? Could be worse. You could have that sudden adult death syndrome.
Explain.
A shy British teenager collapsed and died from sudden adult death syndrome just minutes after her first kiss. Gemma Benjamin, 18, kissed fellow university student Daniel Ross.
See what happens?
Yep, that's what happens.
Oh, God. That's hussy.
For the first time. And then she collapsed on his sofa bed.
Hussy got what she deserved.
Yep. Shortly after their embrace, her eyelids suddenly began to droop. And she started to froth at the mouth. Oh, fuck, I'm hard.
Continue.
Gemma was described as a super fit field hockey player with no history of medical problems. It's a rare heart condition that kills around 500 people in Britain each year.
Just in Britain?
Just in Britain.
They need to get their shit on lock. That's disturbing.
That's what happened.
So she done died.
She just started frothing at the mouth.
Oh, God, stop saying froth. Sorry. I get an erection, then I get dizzy when I get an erection, and I can't concentrate.
I don't have that problem.
No?
Nope.
I thought that was... They didn't teach you that in class? They didn't... I asked that question, and they said it was okay.
Yeah, I inject myself with an extra pint of blood every day.
What's with all these jars of blood, Chris? Oh, I dope. Oh, like, are you preparing for a marathon? Nope, just really like having boners.
Feeding the erection.
Just feeding the boner monster.
Just... Just... Why did my mind go there?
Go where?
Dressing your cock for Halloween. like a mummy. And what are you going as?
Well, I'm going to go as the Joker, but my penis will be G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really G.I. Joe, Cobra Commander.
I have no idea.
Dress your penis up like Hitler, and then sell his desk set for $500,000. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, there's a collector out in Southern California who owns the all bronze desk set that Hitler signed the Munich Treaty on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thing is like it's done up correct with like the eagle and the swastika, like the SS insignia. It has his initials on it, AH. Thing is, it's gigantic. Yeah, he's selling it for like a three quarters to a full $1 million.
Who wouldn't want that?
I could think of a couple of different races that would not want that. But yeah, you know, just like the guy saying, "Oh, this is history," and that's probably correct. But here's my question: If I became Well, if either of us became infamous historical figures, what of ours could be sold after our brutal death at either our own hands or at the hands of international peacekeepers?
What was the question?
Like, what of ours could be sold after our demise if we were monsters known around the world, as we soon will be, probably in about 15 to 18 months.
I don't think you could pretty much sell anything. I think that has a historical significance because it was, you know, that's what he used to sign that treaty or whatever it was.
Yeah.
When he signed the Honda Accords.
The Honda Accords, guaranteeing affordable and reliable transportation to all to all citizens of Germany.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I mention that we're being sponsored by Honda?
Shortly followed by the Honda Civic.
the Honda Civic lesson. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're kind of like the Elks. The Elk? Elkin?
Yeah. The Christopher Elkins?
And I just... Yeah.
Like, I had a kid go to school with me. His name was Sean Elkin.
Sean Elkin? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are we going to out him? What did he do?
Had a sister named Tiffany Elkin.
Did he pick his nose? Was his sister hot?
No and no.
Oh, okay. That's too bad. Because that doesn't really give you much to talk about.
I don't really know much about the kid.
Oh. Where's he at?
You said, I don't know. Where's he at now?
Yeah. Is he listening? Get him to listen. Let's have him.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I've seen him like seventh grade. He moved away.
Yeah.
Yep.
He could be.
His dad got a houseboat.
Chris, he could be trapped in an air bubble at the bottom of the Caribbean in that houseboat, calling for help. And if you had bothered to stay in touch with him, you could save a life right now.
Yeah.
Christopher Elkin, we salute you. Trapped at the bottom of the Caribbean Sea.
His name's Sean, but
Christopher Elkin is probably also a person.
More than likely.
Okay. Speaking of famous racists, including Sean Elkin and Adolf Hitler.
Famous racists.
I just want to ruin this guy. Mississippi, in our feature on the Deep South here, they are wanting to make a commemorative license plate that would feature and honor one of the founders of the KKK. 5Ks, it's kind of like the AAA, of the Ku Klux Klan, not the Ku Klux Klan. Bedford Forrest, famous for starting the KKK and also for inspiring the name for Forrest Gump.
I thought it was William Buford Forrest.
Did I read that wrong? Did I write it down incorrectly? Nathan Bedford Forrest. That's the guy's name.
William Buford Forrest?
Is that also a person?
Probably.
Okay. This plate is being put forward and defended by the Mississippi Sons of Confederate Veterans who want to put these plates forward in honor to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. And the NAACP is saying we probably shouldn't honor domestic terrorists. Mayhaps. So,
who's a domestic terrorist?
The KKK?
They're not domestic terrorists.
Yeah, they are. They were like, now they just march in parades and say stupid shit. But back they used to like fucking bomb people. They used to bomb people in order to destroy their ideology. That's pretty much terrorism. You don't have to be brown to be a terrorist, man.
Kind of like that William Ayers guy.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're bombing and killing people for an ideology, yeah, you're a terrorist.
Huh. What about burning churches?
Yeah, that's a pretty shitty thing to do too, because you're hurting people for an ideology.
What if you own a business that builds churches?
I don't know. I figure. Can you explain that joke? Because I'm laughing, but I don't quite know why.
Well, is it still terrorism? It's not really an agenda. It's just so that you can make money building a church. I thought that the end game was pretty clear.
Okay. So this hypothetical situation, okay, because I think one cancels out the other. You are a person who burns churches by night, and by day, you head up a company that builds churches.
Exactly.
Okay. What if... After, I mean, because like the end game, yeah, you're talking about the end game being profit. The end game is eventually in a certain area, you're going to be burning down your own churches.
It's sort of like the ninjas that Charmin employs that steals all my toilet paper.
I don't know. Toilet paper doesn't go away as quickly as a paper towel. That shit's mysterious. Bum, bum, bum.
Where do you think the term bounty hunter really came from?
Hey Chris.
Hey man.
Did you hear about that teacher in New York who had to resign because it came out that she was a stripper and a call girl in a past life?
And she had to resign?
She was basically pressured to resign by the community. So basically she was teaching people, living her life. And then she decided to write on the Huffington Post about her experience, in the past when she was, trying to make money and support herself as a stripper and a call girl. Mm-hmm. And apparently the Department of Education in New York, saw this and then decided, we don't really want you around our kids.
She was the dumbest teacher ever.
Yeah, that's a pretty stupid thing to do.
If it's the same one that I'm thinking of, she fucked dudes for money to buy pills to sell to pay for college.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that is new information that has come to light, because I was about to go into this thing that says, you know, if a person has a bit of a spotty past, I mean, I don't know, maybe you should probably forgive
which
them.
I think it's kind of stupid, because use your fucking money for college. Or use your pill money for college.
But don't use your fucking pill money for college.
Don't use your... Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like if you're a kosher, you have to have the two sinks, one for the meat and one for everything else.
Yep,
you know,
definitely.
You have to keep your drug dealing and your prostitution separate, right? Okay, so yeah, that's pretty stupid. I was about to say, yeah, she made some mistakes in the past, but she probably shouldn't lose her job for it. But, yeah, that's a pretty shitty thing. I don't know... It's funny how I make that distinction. Like, stripping and whoring are not, you know, incredibly amoral in my mind, but selling drugs is. So yeah.
Well, she only taught one class at the school.
What?
Yeah.
What'd she teach?
She taught two classes a day, and her only specialty and really only field of knowledge was the term and administration of Jimmy Carter.
What?
Yes. U.S. history from 1976 to 1980.
That's actually kind of funny. Yeah, she says that she's the victim of a witch hunt or whatever. I don't know. Her only real crime was writing about it in public, but actually her real crime was those crimes which she had committed.
Her entire life is a mess.
Yeah, that's pretty... Oh, well. And now her name's out there, along with her pictures, so everybody will know her as that person who did that thing.
Yep. All that stuff I just made up, she did.
What? Okay. So first we ruined the life of Christoph Elke, and now we're ruining this poor woman's life too.
Yep, because she used her fucking pill money to learn about US history from 1976 to 1980.
Chris, I am normally an incredibly skeptical person, but for some reason, you know how to get me to eat right out of your hand.
I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know. We should probably examine that. Huh.
None of that seemed plausible to me, but you took it, so I just kept going.
You did it. You faked me out.
William Buford Forrest, really?
William Buford Forrest, Christoph Elke.
Thomas P. Caldicott.
didn't he have a children's literary award named after him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adolf J. Worrell. Hitler, Michael J. Fox, and Ernest P. Worrell.
Chris, fire or ice?
Fire eyes?
Fiery eyes. It's a sci-fi book I'm writing. No, fire or ice. Which will suffice? I mean, which one do you think the world is going to end in? Ignoring our previous conversation, I'm hung up on the end of the world. But ignoring our conversation about the meteor, which way would you rather not die? Burning or freezing?
Burning.
Burning. Yeah, that would suck, right?
Yeah.
That would just like because you don't.
Well,
you
no, it just depends, because if I'm around the fire and I pass out from smoke inhalation,
yeah,
that's probably not so bad.
But here's the thing, like, if you just straight, like, you don't die in a fire from being burned, like, burn death is really just kind of, like, you die from infection, like, 4 months later. But if you're in a real rip-roaring fire, you actually just suffocate to death.
It probably hurts.
It probably hurts a hell of a lot, but that's not the mechanism of your death.
Well, that's fine, I'm talking about all the shit that you go through beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, your heart probably gives out from just being like, you just die from what the fuck.
Yeah. Cause of death. What the fuck and sudden adult death syndrome.
I think he might have passed out from a what the fuck, I'm on fire.
Sudden on fire syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be confused with spontaneous combustion. That's totally different.
Sudden onset fire.
What the fuck? I'm on fire can be just, you can douse yourself with gasoline.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What the fuck? I'm on fire.
The causes are myriad, but the end result is usually pretty much the same.
True story.
Yeah. Well, there's this guy in Wisconsin who was buried under 6 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up buried. He walked out. He was wanting to get his mail. And somehow he ended up trapped under a pile of snow. Just in a snow casket, Chris. Just entombed in white death.
And
a neighbor saw him and pulled him out.
Before he wrote his memoir?
Well, he staged it so he could write his memoir and still have it be true. Okay. Yeah, his cock froze off.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Your face.
His entire lower body got so frostbitten that when he was pulled out, the concussion and the shock broke his penis and his balls off.
That didn't happen.
Do you know what? It wouldn't have happened if he was wearing, you know, special Kevlar underwear.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. It didn't happen. I figured if you could do it, I could do it too. Okay.
Do they make them with Thinsulate?
I think that's an extra $6, but it's so worth it.
Ask the guy who's checking the mail.
Yeah.
Get it? Checking the mail.
No, I don't. Can you explain that in like
heard it in an Eminem song, still don't get it.
Is that like when you grab your groin?
I don't know.
Like, as in, like, check this out.
It was a lyric about Versace, I think.
Oh. I don't know what Versace is. Is that a kind of car?
I really don't have time to tell you a fake story. So, no, he is a designer.
Okay. I really don't have time for this. I don't.
You keep putting the ball on the tee, and I'm tired, and I can't play.
I'm going to put this down. Okay. She's a devil tonight. Oh, she's a devil tonight. She's a devil tonight.
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
If you're like me and many other Americans, one of your primary concerns is the safety of your seed and your junk.
There
are many threats that that endanger your junk on a daily basis. Okay,
I'm not behind this.
You're not in support of this. You know why? Because you're in denial, Chris, about the amount of danger that your junk is in. But what can a man do to protect his junk? What can a man do to protect his vital seed, his lineage, his power, his source of potency? I don't know, Chris. I've got some serious ass potency problems, but there is a solution. But you know what? It's pretty expensive. But do you know what's not expensive, Chris?
Kevlar ball huggers.
This podcast. Because it's free. Okay? We do it out of the kindness of our hearts to entertain millions of you on a weekly basis. So with that in mind, what can they do? How can they make this right besides protect their potency so they can serve in our TDRK army in the future? Oh, right. You're not going to do this. Okay. So you can go to thosedamnroskids.com/donate and kick a few bucks our way via PayPal. It'll help us afford bandwidth, equipment upgrades, beer, et cetera, et cetera. So any consideration you do is greatly appreciated. If you don't donate, we'll continue doing the show. That's fine. My brother here has checked out. So, yeah. Good night.